Good morning. How you doing? It's Casey Hill, Lab Therapy, man. I just want to first and foremost say I'm grateful. I'm thankful for Romans Cloud 10 Radio, man. It literally is something special people may not even know about yet, but they are getting to know. And that is the best feeling when a new person gets to know what you are loving each and every day, what you are committed to, what you are passionate about, what you're liking. It's amazing what you've done with Cloud 10 Radio, bro. And that is crazy dope, bro. I support you fully. I'm always here. You already know. We don't already talk. Keep doing what you're doing because, like we already said, like Cloud 10 Radio, it's going to take off, especially in society now. You talk about the things that people don't usually talk about, or the unconscious thoughts people literally pass it by in their own thoughts, or the type of topics that people are scared to talk about, which I might be doing today. So thank you for giving me the opportunity. Of course, man, I'm grateful. But what's up, guys? Happy Valentine's Day. You know, Casey's feeling a little festive today. So I was going to talk about something, but I'll keep that for next week. I'm going to actually talk about love today. Talk about the theory of love. Sternberg's triangular theory of love, to be exact. He was an American psychologist that studied educational and psychological measurements. And one of the big topics he was huge on that was significant in his life was love. He wanted to understand not only love, but how people even gain this love we're trying to get at, this in love that we're trying to get at. And he realized that there's three different principles to it. Love isn't just love, but there's different concepts of love that people go through to reach that love they're searching for, they're fiending for. And it's called consummate love. This love, the principles that can create this consummate love is passion, intimacy, and commitment. Whatever it is, if it's a marriage you're in, if it's a relationship you're in as a couple, if it's a friendship you're in, if it's you know, especially if this is a relationship for your own self, you know, this can easily be connected to you. So let's just get into it. First and foremost, let me give you a story, a mild short story. You know, there's time I was in love, I fell in love, high school, we all go through it, and you know, it's really deep, of course. I didn't obviously know or have studied at all what love is. It was just a feeling. You go with it and you try and carry as best out you can. Of course, there was a passion at time, there was intimacy at time, there was commitment at time. But the key word was at time. Young as I was, man, I was naive to a lot of things. With the media and social music and me intertwining that with my own being, there's times I, of course, went around, I wasn't the best partner at 16, 15, 17 years old. I'm 23 now. And you know that you go around, you do things that, you know, you feel guilt about, whether it's cheating, whether it's lying, whether it's, you know, making up a story just to be on their good side again. You know, it was a time in my life where I really was striving to love, but I had no clue of the concept of what it was or what it is to me, or how I was treating the people in my inner circle, which obviously can go back and show how I treat someone else as a bond, you know, between two people. And I wasn't obviously the best. It took time, it took patience, it took a lot of commitment within myself to even learn what is love. What is love to me? What am I trying to get at? You know what I'm saying? So it's not just men either. Women do the same. Women feel the same way. They may feel all these things at different times, but at the same time, they aren't feeling it the way they want to. And it happens. We're human. We go through relationships. Some go faster than others. Some could be in a relationship three times in 1 year, or some could be a relationship for 8 years and still not know what the fuck is love. What is it? What are we getting at here, babe? Like, what's, like, you know what I'm saying? Whoever you're talking to, whoever you're trying to get at, like, really think down to yourself. Like, what is going on here? You know, sometimes you don't even gotta think about it, and you can feel that with somebody else and be like, damn, they don't even gotta think about it. Like, this is the love I've been feeling for, and that is amazing. That's great if you've reached that point. I commend you. That is beautiful. Some people have not, like myself. Each and every day I'm learning to love myself more so I can learn to love somebody else more. And until that time comes, it's going to take time. But for some that have reached that point, I'm fully support whatever you're doing, whoever you're doing it with, because that is amazing. It's beautiful. But yeah, that's just a little short story. I just, you know, back in the day, just, you know, it was back in the day. But yeah, anyways, I'm gonna get to these principles Sternberg had. And the first one is intimacy. Intimacy is, you know, how connected you are, how bonded you are with the other person, different type of likings you have, you guys may, between the two people in the relationship, guys may have a certain aspect that you both really find fond of, and that might be one of the huge indicators of why you're with this person. Whether it's maybe being a nature fanatic and hiking, or whether it's maybe you're into video games, playing video games all day together. That's a bond. That's a connection between two people. That's the warmth you get in the relationship just by feeling next to each other. It doesn't even have to be physical. It doesn't even have to be mental. It's just, it's somewhat spiritual, you know, just feel it. And that's intimacy. That's what gives the relationship a little bit of extra juice, a little bit extra rise. You know, if it's some things you're uncertain about, go back to what you already know. Go back to the basic. Get intimate with what you both like to do together. Number two, I'm going to talk about commitment next. And commitment, unfortunately, in society, we call it to be short-term or long-term. Some people do not have long-term relationships. It sucks. And you know that it doesn't go that way for many people, and it just is what it is. You might really be feeling it at first, and then second, you turn into a short-term relationship. It might last 2 months, could last 3 months, could last a week. You know what I'm saying? You might just not have thought what it was. You might have thought this person was different or whatever, and you realize that it just wasn't it. Or it could be long-term, could be beautiful, lasting, loving relationship that you started when you was young, or you could start when you're a little older, and it could last for the rest of your life. That's amazing. I commend the individuals that are able to take it that far, because that is true commitment right there. That is amazing. That means they have committed themselves to a certain type of love within themselves to be able to reach that concept in their mind that I really want this and I'm going to have it. You know, sometimes even with commitment, we don't feel like there's a lot of passion. We don't feel like there's a lot of intimacy. At the same time, those things take time with commitment. Those things take time, especially when it's a new relationship or a long relationship. It takes time to not only figure out what your partner may need or what you may need, but it takes time to even feel those things out. It takes time to realize that, you know, there's more to just being committed to someone. And like I always say, the first step of any problem is realizing that there is a problem. So that's commitment. And number three, passion. You know, passion is the romance. It's the physical side of things. It is the sexual side of things. Passion, so many definitions for passion, man. Passion is as long as you want it to be. Passion can be as long as you want it to be. Passion is the romantic side. It's going to go get those flowers, the little things. It is going to get that candle, get that smell for the room, you know, set it up. You know what I'm getting at? It is the physical attraction. You know, someone may have a side to them that you like, and someone else may have that same side to them, but they carry themselves in such a significant way, such a, you know, strong way, and you like that even more because it's how they carry themselves. It's the interest of how, not just who, it's the interest of how. And when dealing with passion, you know, you get to experience these things firsthand, close up and personal, of course, and it's what leads to the experience of the relationship. It is the motivator of the relationship at times. It is literally sometimes why you do things, why you are up late, or sometimes why you wake up early. You know, you want to get to that passion as fast as you can, for as long as you can. Take advantage of it. You know, there's not, you know, a profound amount of time that is given to us. We do not know about everything in life. So never take advantage of the passion you have for one person. Don't take advantage of it, because life will take advantage of the passion you have for everything else, and it takes a hell of a long time to get it back. With that being said, you know, we as people, we do not understand how to attain this consummate love, this intertwine of intimacy, of passion, of commitment. And you know, there's times in our life we're trying to attain that something for someone we love or passion or committed about, but we just cannot find the results of what it is. And 9 times out of 10, it's because we don't understand how to attain it for our own selves. And we haven't nurtured that feeling yet for our own self. So if you're struggling within yourself to be more perfect than you already are for someone else, you're just struggling by yourself. You know, you should never settle for less when it comes to something you truly want, especially when it needs to happen to you first. Because we cannot love in this world, especially if we haven't shown ourselves that true form of passion, commitment, intimacy yet. If we haven't truly figured out what we like, if we haven't truly felt that passion yet, if we haven't, you know, really committed ourselves to something and went through with it and went through the struggles and the hardships to be able to say it was worth it. If we haven't went through those things yet, we haven't felt love for ourselves yet. It is a huge phenomenon of what love is. It is something sometimes I don't even like to talk about, because I should just be able to feel it. But love is love. You know, it's amazing. When I even hear the word, I start to smile just because of what it means to me. You know, love means so much to me. I'm an emotional person when it comes to just speaking on things I'm passionate about. And, you know, I love to give knowledge back. I love to be able to see people experience things they've never experienced before. I love to just live life through the world, through experience, through nature, and just feel what's out there. That's my type of love, and that's what I go through dealing with every day, because it's that important to me. And I haven't obviously been able to give that to somebody yet, but I will one day, and when that time comes, it'll come. Until then, life is beautiful, man. Thanks again, bro, for letting me on here, man. Happy Valentine's Day to all the couples, man. I hope you and Hope you and your girl have an amazing day. It's early, and that's all about time I got. Y'all have a good one.
What it do, what it do? It's your boy Ro from Cloud 10 Radio, of course. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. And if you love my podcast, you can now become a monthly subscriber and donate anywhere from 99 cents to $9.99 just to keep us going, just to keep us, you know, creating great content. I would appreciate it very much. And I hope to see you back on Cloud 10 Radio really soon. See ya. What it do, what it do? It is your boy, Ro. And I got a really important question that I've been thinking about. And I want to pass it on to you all. You know, I want us to dissect this topic thoroughly. And I want this to be a really great experience for you. So get comfortable. You know, we're going to go into some ideas that you may have thought about, but may not have spoken about. And it's important because it's 2019 and it's the turn of, you know, an age where technology is really taking over. You know, we have to think back to, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It wasn't that long ago that the first iPhone was just released. You know, if you all are listening right now and y'all were born in the 1990s, or before that, then you all know that, like, when we were growing up, there was, like, the technology was so basic. It was to a point where, you know, you could be at home alone and, like, without a phone, and it didn't really matter. I mean, you had a home phone, but you could go outside and play. You know, kids, younger kids nowadays have phones at younger and younger and younger ages. And we have to start thinking, this technological world, social media world, is it becoming more of a reality than our physical surroundings? Like, are we really... You know, we use social media so often. You know, are our minds actually in a different state of being because we have this entirely different reality? It's like having a different universe that our past ancestors and generations didn't have. And we have it, and I think, you know, we're thinking about it. But think about it when they, you know, Alexander Graham Bell made the first telephone that worked. I mean, I heard he took that idea, but I don't really, you know, I don't know the details. But the fact that they were like, oh my God, we can speak to each other from distances away. But look at what technology can do now. So, you know, let's think about this. The only reason I say this is I'm in college right now. I'm going through to get a degree. You know, I'm about to finish up. I'm about to major in psychology and Spanish. It's been, I don't know. My college is a very small college. I've been most of the time just locked in my room. Not locked in my room, but just formulating ideas, talking to my bae, and just really growing myself and my ideas to prepare for a big moment. And now that I think, you know, the important, let's think about followers. Let's think about followers for a second. So when we see somebody on social media and we see that they have a lot of followers and we see that they follow a very small amount of people and they get a lot of comments, we automatically develop a certain perception of them, whether we know it or not. And it's almost more powerful than if we had seen that person in the physical for the first time, we wouldn't have got that same experience. You would have seen them as a regular person. I mean, maybe if they were dressed nice or they just had a presence about them. But it's something about being able to come across on social media. If you have a lot of followers, and keep in mind, you can pay for followers. Like, if you have enough money, you can pay for followers and pay for exposure to get to that point. So it's like, let's think about it. Is it more important right now to invest $50,000 into college, right? Just hear me out. But imagine investing $50,000 into social media right after high school and, like, just diving into it, you know? Like, that would be, imagine the things that you could do with that amount of money if people, like, that's the new age. That's the new era where people in high school are going to realize the power that if they have followers, if they have 10,000, 15, 20, 30,000 followers and the talent and a product or something to sell or something to have or something to inspire, something to motivate, people are going to start really putting a lot of resources into that. And I see it coming. It's definitely happening now. So I just want you all to think, which one is becoming more prominent and more real for you? How many hours? Like, go to your screen time. I know it pops up on your phone if you have an iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, you can probably see how much time you're spending a day on your phone. But keep in mind, we spend so much of our time asleep, and then we spend a lot of our time on our phones. And we're in a physical environment, but when we're focused on our phone, you know that our brain is in an entirely different place. It isn't in our physical reality. Unless we see it, unless it bothered us, we're literally zoned in to an alternate reality when we see our phone, our TV, our computer. So we need to think, you know, if the only power right now, the real power right now is in media, why are we putting so much money into, like, working education or working, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know people are going to have trades, but the idea that if we see that the correlations between financial liberty and, you know, like, people are making so much money on social media. I think y'all know what I'm talking about. YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Whether they're an artist on Spotify, like, whatever it is, whether you're on Twitter, whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on Facebook, you can use a social media platform, no matter who you are, no matter what you look like, to really propel yourself. But the idea is that what it takes in our society? Do you have to have one strong hand in reality, which is, you know, working your 9-to-5, waking up every day, but also have a strong hand in social media to really get a leg up? You know, is it possible to rise up the ranks without the network of social media? Is it possible? Me personally, I mean, I was born in 1997. I depend on social media because I'm in a college dorm room. I mean, I have to do classes. I have to work another job. And I'll always be doing something until I can have the resources to dedicate it all to Cloud 10. Because now, I mean, I thought about it. I'm like, dang, if this was earlier, would I have put all this money into college? Yes. I mean, I think a college degree is still, I think it's good. I think it's good to have. I literally see it as a fallback plan. I don't know. If I had, you know, I spent a lot of my time thinking about sports in high school. I wasn't thinking about starting a business. But if I was, I mean, I started a business, but I wasn't really thinking about making that the only thing that I did. You know, I was always thinking about going to college and being an athlete. But if I was able to dedicate that time, and if young people today are able to just think about some ideas that even if they go to college, they can have a business that goes with them. You know, if you have a niece or a nephew or a cousin or a brother or a sister, think about some ideas that just some hobbies they have that could help them get some extra income, because those things can grow. And when you have a hobby or a talent or something like that, and you also have a social media account, it really has the potential to really give a foundation, bring a foundation to something. For me, I've been able to use this podcast and the numbers and the statistics and the data from the amount of listeners from the podcast to legitimize, you know, the fact that this is legit, you know, like this is a good podcast, you know, and I appreciate you all for listening. I really do appreciate you all coming and listening. If you love this, rate it 5 stars, send it to a friend. But I appreciate having y'all's presence here. Overall, I just got a little sidetracked by that. But you all know what I'm talking about. Which one is more important, social media or the real world? Do we have to choose? I don't know. Let me know what y'all think. Follow me on Instagram at @TheCloudTanRadio, at Roman James, R-H-O-M-A-N. James, send this to a friend. What do you think? Is it more important, you know, reality? You know, like the physical world? Or is it social media? Is it Instagram? Is it Twitter? Is it Pinterest? Is it Snapchat? Like, if you put $50,000, if you put $10,000 into promoting whatever it is you're talented about doing on Instagram or Facebook, imagine the amount of people that you could reach, and imagine the amount of people that would be like, I'm totally down to support what you're doing. Only problem is, where do you get $10,000? And that is where you can start to, you can have a regular job, you can have a 9-to-5 and use your skills from your small business or your trade to get a good job. You know, you can say, I have communication skills. You can say, oh, I have a this and that, whatever it is that you do in your free time, you can leverage that to get professional opportunities, which will in turn allow you to grow and eventually get to a day where your passion, like, you'll be able to, like, the money you get and the money that you're spending is doing something that you really love to do, and it's going towards something that you actually enjoy doing. So it'll be, that's my plan for me. You know, I want to find really good work opportunities where I can find professional experience, really get in, make some great connections, have some great training by really elite people, and grow, you know, and eventually get to a point where, you know, I'm able to have something on the side that's growing as well. I want to have a lot of things that just interconnect through things that I'm truly passionate about, you know. So it's a long process. Everybody's going to have a different experience. And everybody's going to have their own path on how they're going to mix their social media life and their in-person life. You know, are you friends with people in person that you're friends with on social media? Like, think about it. Think about how many friends you have on social media that you never even met before. Or maybe you met them, like, once, but they like all your pictures and you like theirs. Or, I don't know, like, which would you consider them closer friends than people you see on a more daily basis? Because which one's more important? You know, if you have friends that don't support you on social media or like your pictures, are you going to think they're not your friend? I don't know. I mean, is that the type of world that we live in now? People take offense to that. Like, if you don't follow someone, or if you don't, you know, if you don't interact with them, if you don't comment on their pictures, people really do take offense to that. And does that, you know, the whole idea of cyberbullying and things like that, that was huge. You know, when I was younger, they were like, no cyberbullying. But it's the idea that people genuinely care about this alternate reality, which is the internet. And just to think about how far it's going to go, people really need to evaluate now, before it gets too crazy, how much do you want to invest in this social media thing to where you could be ahead of the curve on, you know, making moves when it comes to, all right, let's promote some of my posts. What, no matter what passion it is that you do, no matter if you knit, no matter if you make shirts, no matter if you make cars, no matter if you paint, no matter if you sing, no matter if you are a poet, like, show that to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, you don't have to hide that. Like, you can actually show that to the world. And the joy in it is that eventually someone is going to believe in it so much to where an opportunity is going to open up where you'll be able to do that and it will sustain you. But you only have to believe in it. And I'm not just saying it, I'm in that process right now. You know, I can't say that I've accomplished everything. You know, I have physical accomplishment, you know, I have trophies, I have medals, like, but to me, that doesn't, I'm not there yet. And I, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's another type of thing that we're searching for. It's the whole reason why you're listening to this right now. Like, it's cloud 10. Like, we're trying to reach beyond what people may have said is the glitz and the glam, but look into what are we really trying to dissect here? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're really trying to get deep into this. So, look, let me know what y'all think. Send this to a friend and weigh it out. Reality, social media, physical world. We'll continue this. This is pretty much a rant, but thank you for listening. Please like, share, subscribe. But I'm out. Love you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.